Hello, welcome to Square Pegs Podcast. This is Arash Zaghi. I'm a professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Connecticut. My background by training is structural engineering. My PhD work was on seismic response of concrete bridges, actually. And after joining academia, I was diagnosed with ADHD. And that gave me a lot of interesting ideas about how we can do some formal educational work, some research, and some outreach activities to make the educational environment more conducive and more supportive of neurodiverse learners. This podcast series is inspired by an ongoing project that I have funded by the National Science Foundation, through which we are looking at experiences of graduate students, neurodiverse graduate students in STEM disciplines. And I decided to record this podcast to be able to reach out to the students that are out there, educators, parents, and share with them the firsthand experiences of us who are either in academia, who are a PhD student who recently finished their PhD and joined the workforce, professional workforce, and so they can look back and share their experiences with you. And I hope that this is useful to a broad range of audience. As neurodiverse learners, we tend to live in silos because of the stigma that is around neurodiversity. We don't discuss our experiences with others. And the outcome of that is when we've experienced some challenges, we internalize those, and they are not definitely helpful to our confidence and the way we view ourselves. And it's not going to be helpful also to our sense of belonging to education environment. And we may at some point realize that education is not our thing. I mean, we have to pursue our success outside the education. So hopefully through this podcast, by talking to different guests, we can share with you some of those firsthand experiences from the view of someone who has succeeded, who has made it through despite all of the challenges. And you start realizing that actually the deficit-based narrative that is out there is not the entire thing. And we are by design this way. And we have a unique role to play, and our neurological design essentially is aligned with that. And I personally am a firm believer of the evolutionary justification of neurodiversity, that this cognitive diversification is by design, and we are meant to be diverse, we are meant to be different, and we are meant to be differently contribute to the advancement of our society. Although this diversity is something that we fundamentally need to be able to stay creative and innovative, to be able to solve large-scale problems, unfortunately, our education system is widely ignorant of this fact. And the deficit model that we have adopted as educators follows the medical model, which there is no reason for that. And that is more from the perspective of deficit dysfunction, assuming that we have a hole or a gap in our brain, and we have to be accommodated to be able to be successful. And we rarely question the system for some of the challenges we are experiencing actually in the educational environment. And my request to you is that you share this podcast with those that you think they can benefit from the content we discuss here. And also subscribe so you can receive updates, notification that whenever we release a new episode. And also, I would love to hear from you. We have included how you can contact us. You can leave a feedback in the description of the podcast. Please reach out to me and tell me how we are doing, if the content we are discussing here is beneficial to you. Our main focus is on hearing the experiences of those who are either in a PhD program in a STEM discipline, or they have just graduated, because our target audience is those that they are somehow experiencing some maybe difficulty in the education system. So please leave feedback, reach out, give me your suggestions, and also please share. Thank you for listening.